AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants and establishing relations between the neighbors. Despite a ceasefire in Iran, Israel has continued attacks in Lebanon. The AP's Isabel Dubray is in Beirut.
We saw piles of charred cars at major intersections, mountains of rubble clogging the roads, entire apartment blocks razed to the ground, panicked residents running through the streets trying to figure out where the different booms and thuds of airstrikes were coming from, because they were striking in central, densely populated Beirut without warning.
The ceasefire remains on shaky ground in Iran. The Strait of Hormuz was closed again by Iran after the attacks in Lebanon. House Democrats were blocked by Republicans in an attempt to limit President Trump's war powers in Iran. Madeline Dean is a Pennsylvania Democrat.
When will my Republican colleagues stand up in the House, in the Senate, the Vice President, the cabinet secretaries who surround this madman? When will they grow a spine? When will they say stop?
The AP's Mike Hempen reports on a downgrade in the economy.
The Commerce Department says the American economy grew at a sluggish 0.5% annual pace from October through December. The gross domestic product is the nation's output of goods and services. It had registered an impressive growth of nearly 4.5% in the third quarter of last year. But last fall, the GDP was slowed by the 43-day government shutdown. The economic outlook for this year is hazy after the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran drove up energy prices and disrupted global commerce. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A former New York City police officer has been sentenced to 3 to 9 years in prison for tossing a picnic cooler full of drinks at a fleeing suspect who then crashed his motorized scooter and died. This is AP News. Britain and Norway conducted an operation to deter Russian spy submarines near undersea cables in the North Atlantic.
Britain's Defense Secretary said on Thursday a Royal Navy frigate, aircraft, and hundreds of personnel tracked a Russian attack sub and two spy submarines north of the UK. The Russian vessels eventually left after the operation had lasted more than a month. NATO countries have expressed concern that Russia could sabotage underwater cables crucial for global communications. Healy's warned Russian President Vladimir Putin that any attempt to damage them will not be tolerated and will have serious consequences. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
A new AP study shows Major League Baseball's average salary rose more than 3% on opening day to a record $5.3 million. Mets outfielder Juan Soto is the highest paid player for the second straight season, $61.9 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.